USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a hearing on Capitol Hill, FBI Chief Chris Wray says Russia is at it again, working to disrupt the U.S. presidential election.
Primarily through what we would call malign foreign influence, as opposed to what we saw in 2016, where there was also an effort to target election infrastructure.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf was to be at that House hearing as well, but Democratic Chairman of the panel, Benny Thompson, says,
I issued a subpoena for his appearance in accordance with House and committee rules. Regrettably, he has chosen to defy the subpoena.
Moderna, which is a leading candidate to develop a COVID-19 vaccine, says it's unlikely it will now be ready to go this year. A large-scale trial probably won't even start till December. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lien properties or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax-Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax-lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax-liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
The Labor Department says for the third straight week, first-time jobless claims came in below a million at 860,000. What was Hurricane Sally, now losing strength, but still a huge rainmaker, dumping rain over Alabama and other southeastern states. It has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but through Friday, some parts of Alabama and Georgia could see up to what will amount to a foot of rain from that storm. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump has been uniquely able to achieve historic peace deals in the Middle East. She spoke after a peace deal was signed Tuesday between Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel.
Go back to the first foreign policy speech the president gave. It was to the Arab community, and he said, let us all work together in the name of peace. And he did something no other president has done. He focused on Iran.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To election 2020, where a postal workers group is backing Joe Biden now, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union announcing its support for the Democratic nominee yesterday. The union's president says they have seen multiple attacks against workers' rights and the service they provide by the administration. Paul Hadrogian claiming that members have, in his words, faced direct threats on their livelihood from the Trump administration. He explained they need a new leader to stand with them, and they say they believe that would be Joe Biden. A majority of young Americans, adult young Americans, don't know much about the Holocaust. A new survey finding nearly half of the respondents between ages 18 and 39 could not name a single concentration camp, and almost a quarter of them said they thought the Holocaust was a myth or a story or exaggerated. The survey conducted by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, it surveyed people in all 50 states. And a Los Angeles man says he's fearing for his life and his family's safety after he says he was falsely named as the suspect who shot two sheriff's deputies last weekend. Earlier this week, someone got a picture of Darnell Hicks' driver's license and posted it on social media accusing him of being the shooter. Hicks says he has no idea how his information was leaked, but he says he is now getting death threats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.